AFR app is a powerful tool, but it does have limitations. You can't use it to change the oil in your vehicle or get rid of carpet stains. It won't walk the dog, won't pick up the dry cleaning, or take the kids to practice. But while you're doing those things, you can listen to your favorite AFR content through the app on your phone, smart device, or Roku. Just go to your app store or visit AFR.net. Listen to AFR wherever you go with the AFR app.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good Tuesday morning and welcome to Real Truth for Today. I hope you had a wonderful weekend, Memorial Day weekend. We had a great, great Sunday at First Baptist Texarkana. You know, churches, when you have those holiday weekends, churches can really experience a big drop-off in attendance because people are out of town and things like that. And I understand that. I get that. But man, we had a really good crowd and we had just great worship and just a really special service. We baptized three and we prayed and we thanked the families of those who had lost loved ones in the military protecting our freedoms. And, you know, Memorial Day, I heard Pete Hegseth say, you know, Memorial Day is a day, or Pete Hegseth or somebody, might have been Spencer Pratt, but it was basically just saying, hey, this is a day set aside. This isn't Veterans Day. This isn't, let's thank all the first responders. Although we love our vets, we love our first responders, but this is a day set aside for those who gave their lives protecting our freedoms. And those families that lost loved ones, I saw some videos that were just so heartbreaking. And somebody said, this is why you never disrespect the flag. And they showed a casket with a flag draped over it and a brokenhearted wife just weeping at the casket. Boy, it just broke your heart. And the sacrifice that families make when a brave man or woman goes into the military. We just thank God for them, and we need to be praying for our country, and we need to be praying, as the scripture says, for the peace of Jerusalem. Psalm 122, we refer back to Psalm 122 often, where the Lord says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. May there be peace inside your walls and safety in your palaces. For the sake of my relatives and friends, I say to Jerusalem, peace be with you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I pray for your prosperity. Well, we want to talk about the land of Israel today, and we are working to connect my friend Dr. Gary Frazier, author, speaker, and the founder of Discovery Missions. Gary has been for decades now helping pastors take congregations or congregants to the land of Israel, because everything changes when you walk where Jesus walked. And everything changes when you're able to see where Paul evangelized and to go to places like Ephesus and the places you read about in the book of Acts. Because once you see it, then as you read the Bible, you're just like, hey, I was there. I know what the scripture is talking about here, because everything in the Bible is rooted in reality. And this is where these things took place. And so Gary is helping me have put together a wonderful trip that we have planned for April 2nd through the 11th, 2027, where we are going to tour the land of Israel. We had a trip set up right before the horrible event in October in Israel. And just 2 weeks before we were to leave, we had 95 people signed up to go on that trip with me, and we had to cancel. Tim Wallman had a trip they were going to leave in just a few days, and then the war broke out, so he had to cancel that trip. We understand that Israel is a volatile place, politically volatile, and you're surrounded by countries that hate Israel. and the Muslim countries around them are not their friends. And so it is a tumultuous place. But we're looking forward, and by God's grace, looking to have a great trip, peaceful trip. I've been there 3 times. Every time it's been fine. And so we're looking forward to having a great group. And so Gary is he's on the phone. Gary, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Well, actually, Jeff, I'm actually with you on Zoom. Can you hear me all right or see me?
I can't see you, but I can hear you. So
okay,
that's we're getting closer, Zoom finally, Gary.
Zoom finally did connect, and so I'm grateful for the privilege of being with you today.
Well, I appreciate you, my friend, and I thank you for putting this trip together for me, April 2nd through the 11th, 2027, touring the land of Israel. Gary, I know you've been to Israel some, 150 times, something like that, a lot of times. Give me, think back in your mind, when was the first time you went there, and how did that change you?
Well, first of all, Jeff, thanks again. It's always a privilege to be with you. But the very first time I went to Israel was in 1971. And I will tell you that as a young preacher and student of Scripture, it was a life-changing experience. Even though I was with a somewhat of an unusual group, I was actually with a United Methodist group, and I heard some things that I'd never heard before. For example, that she spoke the world into creation, not trying to be unkind here, but a professor from the Isle of School of Theology was in charge of this particular trip. And it was a real eye-opening experience for a conservative Southern Baptist preacher. But having said all that, Israel has been, for me, a life-changing experience. It's been absolutely phenomenal. And we've been so excited to be able to go to Israel well over 100-and-something times. I've been told I've been there a number of different times, and I never have been able to figure out the whole process. But nevertheless,
it's a lot.
I know one thing. The longer, the more I go, I have been through the years, rather, I should say, the more I do that, the more I realize that trip gets longer and longer and longer as I get older and older. But I will tell you. This is an incredible opportunity, and you and I have talked about this, but it's an incredible opportunity for accelerated spiritual growth. And it's just absolutely an opportunity. When we walk where Jesus walked, the Bible, as you've heard this said many, many times before, the Bible just becomes absolutely technicolor instead of black and white. I mean, there's no way to explain to people the incredible life-changing experience Israel is. I'm not interested in trying to sell anybody a trip. I'm just sharing the experiences that have been that I've personally experienced, along with literally thousands of people. It's been our privilege to take and walk where Jesus walked. And by the way, Jeff, we've been, as you probably know, we have been able to take 2,500 plus senior pastors to Israel through the years, and it's been absolutely amazing. So are you hearing me okay?
Yeah, you sound fine. I was still trying to get the video. Okay, so Gary, let's talk about the elephant in the room. So when we present a trip like this, leaving April 2nd of 2027, so, you know, inside of a year, people say, there's a war going on, and I can't sign up for that trip. It's too volatile. It's too dangerous. How do you handle those objections?
Well, first of all, I think that we need to understand that the Middle East is always going to be volatile. You know, people say to me a lot of times, and I've heard this over and over and over again, they'll say, well, you know, when things settle down over there, I want to go to Israel. Well, let me just give you some friendly advice. Don't pack. Because why? Well, the Middle East has always been volatile. Now, here's the situation. Israel has the second greatest military in the world. Yes, they are surrounded by their enemies. And yes, their enemies have tried to launch attacks against them on numerous occasions through the years. Israel has always prevailed and to come out on the winning side of that. But here's what most people don't realize. Right now, as you and I are talking, It's in the middle of the afternoon in Israel. Mm-hmm. And right now, today, we have Christian groups touring the land. And they're saying, but wait a minute. Didn't Hezbollah just fire some, send some drones over? Yeah, they did in the northern part of the country of Israel, way up north along the Lebanon-Israel border. And the Israeli military is taking care of the situation. Now, Israel has a peace treaty with Egypt. They have a peace treaty with Jordan. And yes, we've got the situation with our dealings with the Iranian terrorists and so forth and so on. We don't know how that's going to all turn out. But here's the bottom line. Israel is as safe. Now, this, people are not going to believe when I say this, but this is a reality. It is safer to go to Israel. You have less chance of being harmed in Israel than you do if you go to New York City, or maybe even Miami or Los Angeles, or yay, even Dallas, Texas. Mm. The problem is that you've got every Jewish man walking down the street that is 55 or below, but, well, let me put it back this way, between the ages of 18 and 55, is in the Israeli military, either active or reserve status. And here's the thing. They all have weapons. Yes. You know, people are shocked when they walk into a bank in Israel and people are in line with an Uzi submachine gun slung over their shoulder, you know,
yes,
or a pistol on their pocket. All of our guides, all of our drivers, all these people are armed and militarily trained. And that's why you will hear, you'll hear about someone trying to do something. And the next line will say, and they were neutralized. Why? Because in Israel, they shoot first and ask questions later. They don't take a chance on the loss of civilian lives. And I'll tell you something else. Israel is the number two. I mean, tourism is the number two business in Israel, income wise. And so they need tourism and they want to protect. But so, you know what? The Palestinian people need tourism also, because many of them live off of tourism and they want things to be saved. So what I would say to people is this. The Bible tells us we've not been given a spirit of fear, but of love and a sound mind. And that's questionable on some people's end. But nevertheless, that said, it is, if you're afraid to go, don't go. I mean, mm-hmm. That's what I would say. Because I will tell you, there are plenty of people who are not afraid. Oh, and by the way, let's just hypothetically say you went to Israel and something happened. And let me just tell you, it's a short trip from there to heaven. So the bottom line is, we don't have to be afraid.
Right.
We are, well, we don't allow our people to go into any areas that are questionable, where there's a potential for harm. Right. Our guides and drivers have in Israel, there's a network that constantly is at work, and is, you know, seeing, checking, always hearing anything that happens. They instantly know about it, and so we've been there a few times when some radical zealots tried to throw some rocks down from the top of Mount of Olives. I mean, from the Temple Mount area.
Right.
And you know what? We knew about it instantly. We just diverted our trip, went somewhere else a couple hours later, came back and, you know, went around right on about our business. So we've operated Bukus groups to the Holy Land. We've done this since 1985. And it's been a joy to get to know pastors and people, and to hear the testimonials of how it's been a life-changing experience.
Yes.
Is just such a blessing to us through the years. So we're excited about your trip.
Well,
you've
excited.
Got great hotels, you've got meals included, you've got, I mean, it's just going to be a great, great opportunity for people, as I said, not only to get to know you personally if they don't, but then also to have this opportunity to walk where Jesus walked.
Now, Gary, if... you know, a week before we leave, if something, some military action broke out, does the customer get his money back? How does that work?
Well, let me explain that through the years, obviously, we've been through the ups and downs of things, such as the first Gulf War in 91, when everything canceled in Israel, and we refunded over $1 million to all of our travelers. No one lost one red cent. We went through 9/11, a similar situation. We refunded millions of dollars, I might say, and nobody lost a dime. Now, I will say this. I want people to understand, by the way, we did the same thing through COVID. But let me just say this. There are people who assume, well, if there is a shot fired somewhere in the Middle East, I'm afraid I'm going to cancel. Well, here's what the criteria is. If the airlines deem that it is unsafe to fly, mm-hmm. then we don't go, and the airlines are required to refund all the money, and there's no loss of any, not a dime of money to the traveler. Now, if in fact the airlines determine that this is an isolated incident, like they're For example, if there was a shooting in New York City or whatever, would they cancel all the flights into New York? And the answer to that is no.
Right.
So it depends on the airline. Our policy, and we have tour conditions in our brochure, and we encourage everyone to read that.
Gary, let me break in here because we're up against a break. We're talking to Dr. Gary Frazier, and we're talking about the land of Israel. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here on American Family Radio. We'll be right back.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at AFR.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff Shreve here, and we're talking to Dr. Gary Frazier, author, speaker, Bible prophecy expert, and the founder of Discovery Missions. Gary has for decades been leading pastors and their congregants to walk where Jesus walked, experiencing the sights of Israel and then the places of the book of Acts, and walking through that. As he said, the Bible just comes into technicolor, from black and white to technicolor, when you're actually there and you're seeing these places. Gary, I have to say this. One of my favorite places to go to was Caesarea Philippi, because the Catholics haven't ruined it with a church yet. It's just, you know, you can say, okay, this is what it looked like when Jesus was here. A lot of those other places, I hate to say it, but anytime man builds a church on that site, it, to me, you ruin the authenticity of it. The Garden of Gethsemane is a good example. You still have the portion of the garden, but you know, the other part was taken over by now a big church. So I am looking forward, April 2nd through the 11th, 2027, of taking a big group to the land of Israel. Now, we were saying right before the break, Gary, for those who are concerned about what happens if there's a problem, you were saying if the airline cancels, then we get all that money back. Should those who sign up, should they get trip insurance?
Well, Jeff, I always tell people this. Look, when I was young, I never even thought about travel insurance. But as you get older, you know, things can happen. So it's always wise to take a look. See, we're not in the insurance business. Of course, we offer travel insurance for our friends who travel to the Holy Land or Journeys in Paul or other Bible lands. And so the bottom line is they should investigate that and make a decision based on their own behalf. But let me explain something. If there is a war, obviously, then, and the airline's not going, then they don't need any travel insurance. They're going to get all their money back, okay? So the bottom line here for us is that if they have health issues or think they might, you know, have some difficulties there, they need to take a look at travel insurance. And again, they can make their own decisions. Our office at Discovery, DCTtravel.com, is glad to speak to them and help them walk through that if they need any assistance or help any with them, any explanations and so forth. But the bottom line is that it's something that they have to make that decision. We don't push it. We just tell people to look into it, see what they think, make their own decisions. You know, one of the things that I think is important for people to understand is the Discovery that I started in 1985, we are not a travel company. We are a ministry, and our ministry is equipping saints to do the work of the ministry. Our job is we come alongside pastors and people like you as a pastor and others, evangelists, etc., and we want to help them facilitate this opportunity for spiritual growth for their people. I know that your folks in First Baptist Church in Texarkana understand that your job is to equip them in the ministry. And we do that a lot of ways. You do it through your preaching and teaching ministry and so forth. But you have a very, very busy schedule. And so why in the world would you want to take off and go to the Holy Land? Well, first of all, the reason is that it is an opportunity, again, to offer accelerated spiritual growth. And then also, if you're like me, having been as many times as I've been, Jeff, I've never been there when I didn't learn something new. There's always, you know, the archaeological work in Israel right. is absolutely amazing. And they're constantly discovering new things. For example, the Pool of Siloam is now open for us to be able yes. to walk down there and so forth. And this is just something that's happened in the last couple of years or so. And all this time since October 7, 23, when there was this sudden attack against the Jewish nation, the Jewish people, even in the midst of all of that, the archaeological work has continued. And there have been a number of things that have taken place that, it's just new things. And it's absolutely amazing. So every time I go, there's always something new that I have not seen before. Yes. And so anyway, that said, I'm grateful to you for having a desire in your heart to offer this to people. And let me just say this, Jeff, there are a lot of people who do Holy Land travel, okay? What's interesting is in 1971, when I went for the very first time, and then subsequent to that started taking groups, what I discovered was that I got lied to consistently by tour companies. I would request certain hotels. No problem, they said. We got there. We didn't have those hotels. We had something far less than what I had requested. I requested certain airlines. No problem. Till I got this back in those days. Remember, we used to have paper tickets. Okay.
Yes.
And then it was a problem. So this is one of the reasons why I was pastoring at the time. And I said, you know what? I really felt the Lord calling me to leave my pastor, which I love being a pastor. I have a pastor's heart and still preach, as you know, across America. Just last Sunday down at First Baptist Church in San Saba, Texas, and had a great day. Anyway, having said all that, one of the things reason I started this was I believe there ought to be integrity and character in Christian travel, not ripping people off, et cetera, et cetera. And so we launched out. And I can say to you and unto the Lord that we have always, the issue in our office is never, what should I do? Our entire team knows there's only one question to ask. What would be the right thing to do? And that's what they do. And so, yes, we work in a very real world. And yes, there are some issues with the airlines and so forth and so on. But the bottom line is we're going to always be transparent, and we're always going to be standing on biblical ground. And I must tell you that through the years, we have established an incredible reputation in Israel. When someone sees a DCT travel name badge, they know two things. Those people are the nicest people. We're told this over and over again. Y'all have the nicest people who travel to Israel. Yeah, because they're born again believers. And the second thing they know is that they're going to get their tip money, and they're going to be treated with respect. And we've established that reputation throughout these last 40 plus years. And it's been an exciting journey in my life, and one that I continue. I hope that we'll just continue on until Jesus sounds a trumpet and calls me home.
Amen to that. Well, if you're interested in finding out more, go to fbctexarkana.org. I'm the pastor at First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. So it's FBC. First Baptist Church, fbctexarkana.org. You can find out all about the trip, and we're excited to go April 2nd through the 11th, 2027. Okay, Gary, let's shift gears a little bit, and I want to pick your brain on what is going on right now in the war between America, Israel, and Iran.
Well, Jeff, as you know, we've talked about this on a number of occasions. And of course, you know, you always talk about me being a prophecy expert. I'm not an expert. I'm just a student of history and of the Word of God for more than 50 years. But let me just say,
but you're an A student, Gary.
Yeah, I am a student. Well, here's the thing. We've talked about this before. There are things that we know, and there are things that we think we know. Now, every day I'm reading things that come across my death via emails, messages, and so forth and so on, from people who think they know. And all of it is a guess. So here's what we actually know. Ultimately, we know that Iran is driven by a religious purpose, and their goal is world domination, that all of the world would become submissive to the teachings of the Quran and the Prophet Muhammad. They have what they believe is a religious directive from their God to bring about a worldwide catastrophe. Now, we know that to be a fact. Why? Because they have stated this over and over and over again. And as I've said on your program and many, many others, there is no political solution to a religious problem.
Right.
So what we know is that Iran is being driven by a religious belief that is runs deeply throughout the entire leadership that it remains, even of those that remain in Iran, the IRGC, etc. Now, having said that, we also know that they will never dominate the world. Why? Because God has laid out in the 38th and 39th chapters of the book of Ezekiel what ultimately will be the outcome of what they are trying to accomplish. Now, here's the thing. We know that there is coming at some point in time, in, and I would say in the very near future, that Russia will become a player in this, because Ezekiel 38 and 39 declares that there will be a quote-unquote Russian-led Islamic invasion of Israel, and it lists all the countries. Russia is named Gog of Magog. Gog is a Hebrew word which means Rosh or head of, and Magog is the ancient country of, I mean, it's a modern-day country of Russia, but Magog is their ancient name. And so we can look at the countries that are named in Ezekiel chapter 38, beginning in verse 2 and then on down through verse 5 and following. And the very first country that's mentioned, part of this coalition after the leadership of Magog, is Persia. So in 1935, Iran became the Iranian Republic of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Now, having said all that, so what should our posture be? Well, number one, Jeff, we need to be praying for our leadership, our political leadership, for President Trump and Vice President Vance, and for all of our Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, and Pete Hegseth, and all of our leadership. Why? Praying that they would comprehend and understand that God has an eternal plan for the ages, and what should we be doing right now? Now, the president has made some very positive steps, but now I'm concerned very much so, and I don't mind saying this publicly, I'm concerned that he may be leaning toward a deal that would not be the wisest that could be made. Let me give you my 2 cents worth. We need to finish this thing. We need to take out the leadership of the IRGC. We need to finish the leadership there, and we need to see a regime change in that land, or we're going to be right back in this same scenario in just a matter of a few months. Because, yes, remember, they are on a religious mission. And so, Jeff, it's just like you and I. If you and I believed that God told us to specifically do something, we would not let anyone alter that. Well, that's where they are. And so we have to overrule that, and we have the power to do so. And so I'm praying that the president will understand this situation, that he'll not stop short. And I'm very concerned about the people of Iran. They need to be armed, and they need to be led by some of our boots on the ground. They need to take their country back and liberate themselves from this tyranny. These people are being slaughtered, and this should come to an end.
Yes, I agree with that. Gary, I want to play you a clip from Tucker Carlson. We know that Tucker, years ago was really saying some things that we were, as conservatives, we were all behind. And man, he's really done an about face. Here was a recent clip of him talking about Thomas Massey getting defeated in his primary race, and he was laughing about Islamic jihad. Listen to this clip.
And when people win in a race like this, there's evidence of it, and that evidence takes very familiar forms: enthusiasm, joy, and just sheer numbers. Like, people show up, they can't believe it. We beat the evil Thomas Massey with his jihadi backers. This is a blow against Islamic jihad, whatever that is. Islamic jihad, which along with Hamas is one of the big problems in the 4th District of Kentucky. They've been very, very concerned about Islamic jihad and Hamas and Hezbollah for a long time in Covington. Islamic jihad, whatever that is. Islamic jihad.
Islamic jihad is a real thing, Gary, and it's not a laughing matter. What do you make of him just kind of downplaying it, making fun of it, like it's a boogeyman?
Well, let me respond to this. First of all, Tucker Carlson is a very intelligent individual. But when he left Fox News, he really didn't have a space. And I will tell you that Tucker Carlson, along with Candace Owens, they have opted to take the negative path just to be able to get attention. Mm-hmm. And the tragedy of it here is that Islamic Jihad is very much a part of the Islamic culture. And if you look right now around the world, we have Islamic Jihad taking place in a number of different places. And I will say this, and I'm not, I'm not trying to make people mad, but if they get mad, they'll get over it. Here's the bottom line. We have a problem with Islam in America because yes. Their goal, without any hesitation, without any misunderstanding, is domination. They're not here. There are some Muslims that are here because they want better life, a better quality of life. They want to experience some of the freedoms that we have in America. But the great majority are here on a mission. And that mission is to fulfill the domination of the world. World domination is the goal. They try it through Islamic Jihad. That's warfare. But they also are doing it through biological explosion. We have a dying population. The West is dying. The statistics are there. It takes 2.1 children to maintain a culture. We are well below that. We're only at that point if we factor in the illegal immigration number. Europe is way down. All across Europe, the numbers are in the 1.4 range or so forth. So as I said, it takes 2.1 children born to every family in order to just maintain culture. We are not doing that, but the Muslims are multiplying like rabbits. And the goal there is if they can't do it from a jihad, they're going to do it through population domination. And look at the cities, the areas in America where they have taken over. I mean to tell you that we have seen Michigan almost become, especially in the Detroit area and surrounding suburbs, it's a Muslim country. I've been there. I've never been in a more Muslim-dominated area than that. And yet we have the Mr. Pillow guy. He's running for governor of Minnesota because there's a big problem there as well. And I tell you, I pray that he wins.
Me too. Gary, let me break in here because we're coming up against a break. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here talking to Dr. Gary Frazier, talking about Israel and things related to Israel. When we come back from the break, we'll be taking your calls, 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. Pick up the phone, give me a call, and let's talk.
This June marks 3 years since the overturn of Roe, but did you know that since then, the number of abortions has surged to a 10-year high? Preborn Network clinics continue to support women facing unplanned pregnancies, showering them with God's love and providing free ultrasounds. When a mother meets her baby on ultrasound and hears their heartbeat, she's twice as likely to choose life.
It was like the beginning of my healing journey. They do an ultrasound. That's when everything changed. When I saw my baby and when I heard her heartbeat, that was it.
$28 sponsors one ultrasound and $140 helps to rescue five babies. Your generous tax-deductible donation also helps to provide women who choose life with assistance for up to 2 years. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or visit preborn.com/AFR.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back to the program. Pastor Jeff here. We're talking to my friend Dr. Gary Frazier, who is the author, speaker, Bible prophecy student. We said he's an A student on things related to eschatology and what is to come, what the Bible says about the future. And he's the founder of Discovery Missions. We're working with Dr. Frazier in putting together our trip that's available now. You can check it out, fbcTexarkana.org. We're leaving April 2nd through the 11th of 2027, touring the land of Israel. Love for you to go with me and at least check it out. Go to fbctexarkana.org, FBC, First Baptist Church, fbctexarkana.org, and check, click on the link and find out about the trip. We'd love to have you go with us. Well, we've been talking about Israel, the things related to Israel. We're going to open up the phone lines. If you have a question about the trip, the land, if you have a question about Bible prophecy, Gary is here with us to help us through that. The number to call is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. It's always fun to get to talk to our listeners, and we have John on the line from Virginia. John, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you, Pastor Jeff. I appreciate you taking the call, and Dr. Frazier, thank you for your thoughts on a challenging issue. My question is, we all hear about how in Iran the church is growing, the Church of Jesus, and a lot of that's through visions, dreams, and the Lord just breaking through that kind of difficult situation there. Do you see that happening? I don't hear about it too much in, say, Minnesota, parts of Michigan, or some of those areas. But I just have this hope that those sort of stuck in that Islamic ideology would continue to come to the Lord. Any thoughts?
Well, yeah, first of all, John, thanks for calling in. But let me just quickly say this. You're not going to hear much about the revival taking place in Iran, although here is there is an explosion of people coming to saving faith in Jesus Christ. First of all, remember, it's God's will that all men would come into saving knowledge of Jesus, number one. Number two, we've been challenged to take the gospel to the world, and that's been being done through various means for literally for centuries. But here's the deal. Iran, the people of Iran, realize that Islam has done nothing for them. And so they are searching. And as people search, let me tell you, Jesus said, if you look for me, you will find me. And I will tell you, there's a powerful move in Iran today of literally thousands of people coming to saving faith in Jesus. The media is not going to touch that because that's not their interest. They're interested only in the geopolitical situation and not the spiritual situation, when they ought to be looking at it in just the reverse role. It should be looking at spiritual versus geopolitical secondary to that, but they're not. But thanks for calling. God is at work. Keep praying.
Yeah, Gary, now we're not hearing about anything positive coming out of Dearborn, Michigan, let's say, with Muslims coming to Christ, are we?
No, we're not. We're absolutely not. First of all, there is a suppression of anything concerning Jesus in these Islamic-controlled areas. You know, we live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Just a few months ago, I'm sure most, I know you are aware of this, but many other people may not be, that there was a move to establish a place called Epic City, where you had to be a Muslim or you couldn't even live there. You couldn't buy any property. Well, of course, first of all, that violates the American laws that we have in place and concerning discrimination. But secondly to that, although that has been kind of shut down, they're trying to move it to another area. The American people need to understand this. We are under an invasion. It's yes. coming from two fronts. Yes. First of all, it is the illegal invasion that has been coming across our unprotected open borders for a number of years. But second to that, we are under a spiritual attack as well. The Trojan horse is here among us. And if you don't know what that means, I don't have time to explain it. But the Trojan horse is among us, and there are those here who seek to harm us. And we have to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So anyway, moving right along.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, John, for that. We always need to remember Muslims are the mission field. They're not the enemy. But Islam is a satanic, demonic ideology, religion, that is an enemy. It's an enemy of the cross, and it's taking people to hell. And so because we love people, we want to share the truth with them. Well,
me add one other thing real quick. You don't hear anything about Hindus, Buddhists, etc. You know, these other religions are not out shooting people. They're not trying to force people to, under coercion, to become followers. Only Islam does this, and that's why it is, as you said a moment ago, it is a satanic, oppressive religion. Not the Muslim people. Most of them are in the dark, right, when it comes to what the actual teachings of Islam are. But what you said is exactly correct about the religion itself.
Yes, for sure. Thank you, John. I appreciate that. We have Penny on the line from Arkansas. Penny, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning. God bless you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
My questions are related to the tour information you spoke of earlier. So my first question is, during the talk you were talking about something like the Palestinian people want peace too, or something like that. Well, I've been to Israel, and my history understanding of Israel is there is absolutely, it's not true that there's a Palestinian people said today. So I wonder why, and I think that phrase is anti-Semitic, really. So I wonder why we can't use Arabs or non-Jews that live in Israel rather than the Palestinian people.
Yeah, good question. Gary?
Well, let me answer that real quick. Like, first of all, in 135 AD, Hadrian, the Roman emperor of Rome, changed the name of Israel to Syria Palestinia because the Philistines were the arch enemies of the Jewish people. And so that term came into use from 135 AD all the way until May of 1948. As you well know, that part of the world, that land given to the Jewish people by God himself, was called Palestine. Only in 1948 did it change. By the way, what was the Palestinian Post became the Jerusalem Post. What was the Palestinian Symphony became the Jerusalem Philharmonic, and so forth. So the bottom line for us who are in the know, we know that there is no such thing as the quote-unquote West Bank or occupied territory. We know that that is biblical Judea and Samaria, and that it belongs legally and rightfully according to law to the Jewish nation itself and the Jewish people. However, people will always be calling the Arabs there Palestinians and so forth. But by the way, until 48, Jewish people were called Palestinians. And so anyway, it's just a term that is used. I don't get offended by that, although let me just be clear. There has never been a Palestinian-controlled government operating in Israel. All through the years, it was either the Ottoman Turkish Empire for 400 years, from 1517 to 1917, or it became the British Mandate after World War I. And so there's never been a quote-unquote Palestinian country with Palestinian leadership. People don't know that, but they need to understand it.
Yeah, very good. Thank you, Penny. That was a good question. We have our friend Charlotte on the line from Texas. Charlotte, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Oh, good morning. Thank you. I wanted to testify a little bit. I have been to Israel twice. The first time I went in 1994, I went with the pastor, my growing up pastor, my childhood pastor. And I was so excited to go. My husband, I tell everybody, the man I took to Israel did not come back with me. My husband found the Lord in a whole new way. He was a totally different man. He met Jesus. I don't know the exact day, but I know he did. The other great thing that happened to me also happened at Caesarea Philippi, my favorite place. I was walking down the street, and I was looking at the niches in the cliff, and I could just hear Peter saying, "Thou art the Christ, Son of the living God," as plainly as I'm sitting here in my room. I knew before I went that I would have an amazing experience, but I expected it to be in Jerusalem. It didn't happen there. It happened at Caesarea. It was just wonderful. And my advice is to anybody who, if you get the chance to go, go.
Amen to that. Thank you, Charlotte. Gary, that is a powerful place.
Yep. Absolutely. Who do men say that I am? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church himself, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. I'm working on a new book right now called The Crisis in the Church, because we do have a crisis. But here's one thing to be reminded of. The Church of Jesus Christ is never going to go away. We're going to be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air and taken to the Father's house. But the church is going to continue, because Revelation tells us the greatest revival in the history of the world is going to take place after the church departs from this earth, when God begins to move. And it says in Revelation chapter 7 that there will be a innumerable multitude of people who will be born into God's forever family. What an exciting thing. You know, our future has great things ahead of us.
Amen to that. Well, we have Bill on the line from West Virginia. Bill, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Good morning. Thank you. I just want to make a comment. I don't know if you remember, just way back in the days, I think Sandy Rios and Brian Fisher, but just that time frame. I'm not bringing up their name and anything for that. But do you remember the gentleman that was down in Florida? And I think he was a preacher, and he wanted to have a Koran burning. He tried to warn everybody exactly what we were getting into. We should have known, because Detroit was already falling to them. And I said, and this is not, and people say, oh, well, you have to love. I will. I'll tell you what. If I meet a Muslim and they come up to me and they want to know about my faith and my God, I will tell them everything and try and help them with it. But these people, they call it a religion. I call it a very evil, evil government. And that man wanted to have a Koran burning. And you know what? Even this station was against that old man down there that wanted to burn the Korans. And that, you know, and that's where we're making, we're letting a lot of things get in our way. But, you know, the Bible tells us, do not give what is holy to dogs nor swines. And that's what we've been doing for years in this country. We've been taking ourselves and asking for help from other countries that we had no, when we should have been going to our Lord and Savior for our help.
Yeah. Well, very good, Bill. I appreciate that. Gary, how do you think Americans should respond to this internal takeover? You know, we desire to be kind to everybody, but at the same time, when you see the enemy taking over through population explosion and through, they tell us, hey, we're going to have a Sharia law in Washington, D.C. We're taking over. How should we respond to that?
Well, I think we have to understand that we are in a war. And the bottom line is that while we don't hate the Muslim individuals that you mentioned previously, we have to understand the dangers that are inherent to us. And our government officials need to take steps, just as they would if this was an attempt of taking over America by the Chinese, or an attempt of taking over America by Russia, etc. But we're not doing that, because no one wants to be called an Islamophobe. And so we're so terrified of what someone might think that we're not willing to do what's right. Now, on the other side of that, let me say this. There are some pretty positive steps being made in Texas right now to make sure that these kinds of things don't happen. In addition to that, in Arkansas, there are a number of things taking place also under the leadership of Sarah Sanders as governor there. So there are some places in America where people politically are waking up and saying, you know what, we just can't have this kind of a situation here on our shores. We can never submit to Sharia law.
Right.
Because it violates every element of our Constitution. And so we are as much today in a conflict with Islam as we were in 1776 with the British and their domination or desire to dominate our lives as well. So our political leaders need to wake up.
Amen to that. We have time for one more call. We have Jim on the line from New Jersey. Jim, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Yes, my question is, did Jesus or Paul ever tell us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem?
Did Jesus or Paul? Well, the Bible is the Word of God, so the Word of God tells us to do that, to pray for the peace
That's
of Jerusalem.
That's the Psalm. That was Psalm. David writing in the Psalms.
Yeah, Psalm 122. So that's we would go off of that, Jim. So God bless you, brother. I appreciate that. That question. Thanks for listening to Real Truth for Today. Gary, thanks so much for being my guest. It's always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you. Bless you.
All right. Well, and let me just encourage you, find out more about the trip to Israel April 2nd through the 11th, 2027. You can go online, fbctexarkana.org, fbctexarkana.org, and you can look at the itinerary and get all the particulars. We'd love to have you go with us. We're going to have a great, great time. Well, thank you for listening to American Family Radio, listening to Real Truth for Today, and all the great programs on this wonderful network of stations, and we are so thankful. Go out today, shine for Christ, and share what great things the Lord has done for you, and God will use you as His witness. God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.